I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, March 23rd. Well, the issue of new firefighter protective gear is back on the agenda for the Quincy City Council tonight. The Finance Committee will meet at City Hall at 6 o'clock to continue discussing a request for over $2.6 million for that new turnout gear to replace the existing gear in order to comply with a new code that requires a lower amount of so-called forever chemicals in the gear that took effect last week. An executive session will be held at 6:30 for city councilors to get an update on the city's potential lawsuit regarding the existing firefighter gear that was marketed as being chemical-free, but has since tested positive for forever chemicals, according to an expert obtained by the Firefighters Union. Now, the full city council will then hold a special meeting tonight at 7 o'clock to vote on the appropriation. The meetings will be live on QATV Channel 9 and on QATV.org. Quincy is receiving almost $634,000 in federal funding to support public safety and security planning for this year's World Cup soccer matches. The funding is part of a total package of more than $46 million awarded to Massachusetts to help support preparedness efforts across state agencies, local communities, and the event's host committee. At least one team is expected to be staying at the Marriott Hotel in Quincy during the matches. Now, the grants will pay for emergency management, law enforcement, transportation, cybersecurity, public health, and other critical functions related to the World Cup. Boston is receiving the bulk of the funding at $12.5 million. State police are receiving over $10 million. Host community Foxborough is getting over $5 million as the matches will be played at Gillette Stadium. Other agencies receiving funding include the MBTA, the Department of Fire Services, Department of Health, and the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. The State Department of Public Utilities will hold a public hearing tonight in Quincy regarding National Grid's proposed 10% rate hike for natural gas that would take effect next year. The rate increase would total $342 million that National Grid says it needs to continue updating their underground gas pipes and also to recover $14 million in charges that it was forced to waive last winter after failing to bill thousands of gas customers. Tonight's hearing is one of a series that are being held across the region. It'll begin at 7 p.m. in the auditorium at North Quincy High School. The state is also accepting written comments on the proposed rate hike through April 30th. One person is dead following a shooting in Brockton last night. Police say they received multiple reports of gunfire, including a shot spotter activation in the Clinton Street area just after 7:30, and arrived to find a male suffering from apparent gunshot wounds. The DA's office confirms state police are investigating the fatal shooting in the area of 39 Clinton Street. Video from the scene showed parts of Clinton Street appeared to be shut down as authorities worked the crime scene. No other information is yet available about the victim or any arrests. Well, yesterday was a busy day at Logan Airport as TSA agents continued to work without pay during the partial government shutdown, although waits remained lower than many struggling with long lines around the country. With airports around the country understaffed, President Trump said that Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers could help starting this week. Mike Gazagian is president of the union that represents TSA officers in New England and says the morale at the airport is extremely low as employees work without pay. President Trump said in a post on Truth Social that ICE agents will assist TSA workers at airports this week if Democrats didn't immediately agree to fund the Department of Homeland Security and as delays in security staffing shortages continue to worsen. Gazagian says that since the government shutdown, 25 Boston TSA workers have left the job because they can't afford to work without pay. And he said if things don't open up soon, he fears more will leave. Gas prices continue to rise in Massachusetts, and commuters are working out ways to cut back on spending. AAA said the average price of gasoline in the U.S. is nearing $4 a gallon, up $1.30 since the war in Iran began. The average price in Massachusetts sits at $3.67, up 12 cents in the past week. AAA said that commuters should shop around for the lowest price at gas stations and make an effort to head to the lowest in their area. Former Quincy Public Schools athletic director Jim Rendell has died. Rendell died last Monday in Boca Raton, Florida, surrounded by his family. Rendell graduated from Quincy High School in 1966, attended UMass Amherst on a football scholarship, and became recreation director at the Quincy YMCA. He also founded the Quincy Lobster Seafood business. Rendell spent decades coaching girls and boys volleyball and basketball and won multiple Division I state championships. He also coached women's volleyball at Eastern Nazarene College and was a referee for the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. Rendell had retired to Florida with his wife, Linda. He is survived by his wife, three children, and six grandchildren, a brother and sister, and a wide network of family, friends, and student athletes. A celebration of life service will be held on March 30th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Granite Links in Quincy, and all are welcome to attend. George Hasiotis, a member of the family that founded the Cumberland Farms convenience store and gas station, has died. He was 94 years old. Hasiotis died at Good Samaritan Hospital in Palm Beach, Florida, following a brief illness, surrounded by his family. The company Cumberland Gulf Group began when Hasiotis' parents, Greek immigrants, settled in Cumberland, Rhode Island. The couple started a dairy farm with $84 and a single cow. George Hasiotis was one of eight children in the family. The family eventually went on to open their first dairy store in Bellingham, Mass. In the 50s. Company then went on to sell items other than milk, eventually becoming a convenience store. In the 80s, the company then went on to get into the sale of gasoline. Since then, Cumberland's Farms has branched off, now having nearly 600 stores across the Northeast. Hasiotis is survived by his wife, his children, stepdaughter, and many of their grandchildren. Cheryl Pitts Roger is happily planning some home improvements. The Quincy woman is the first $1 million prize winner in the Massachusetts State Lottery's new $4 million in-the-money instant ticket game. Pitts Roger chose the cash option on her prize and received a one-time payment of $650,000 before taxes. She told lottery officials that she plans on making home improvements with the winnings. She purchased her winning ticket at the 7-Eleven on Washington Street in Quincy. That store gets a $10,000 bonus for the sale of the ticket. The $4 million in-the-money instant ticket includes eight more instant prizes of $1 million. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are down. The Dow lost 443 points. The NASDAQ also lost 443, and the S&P is down 100. Asian shares dipped as oil prices climbed after President Trump's latest comments dashed hopes for an early end of the war in Iran. The dollar rose, the euro is down, oil at now just under $100 a barrel. In sports, Celtics lost to Minnesota 102-92. They'll be hosting the Thunder Wednesday night at 7:30, and the Bruins will host Toronto tomorrow night at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, rain, then changing over to some mixed precipitation and some snow later with a high today of 37. The snow tonight could be dusting to coating or so. Lows tonight in the low 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 43. Partly cloudy Wednesday, high 51. And some showers around Thursday, high 57. A marine forecast today, 2 to 3 foot waves. North winds at 15 to 20, diminishing 10 to 15 with gusts to 30. High tide, 3:35 p.m. Sunrise 6:41, sets at 6:59. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, March 23rd.